With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You got our National Baseball Insider, Seth Everett, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. You find him at Seth_Everett on Twitter. Seth, how you been, buddy?
I am good, and, you know, that saddens me to hear, you know, because we wanted a great pennant race. And it's just not because Milwaukee's not – look, they're not out of it by any stretch. You could pick up two games very quickly, actually in 2 days. But they're not playing well, and there's no secret that they're not playing well. The Cardinals are in their topsy-turvy, streaky position. And this is one of their upswings. It's happening at an inopportune time. Did they suddenly fall flat in September, and now you're right back in the midst of the wild card? You're right. The problem with this is it doesn't feel like a race, and you can't move on yet. You can't give up because the teams that you're chasing for those wild cards are not very good. Philadelphia Phillies are not a good team. The New York Mets are not a good team. If the Milwaukee Brewers are not a good team, you're in the same boat as all those teams. And so that's the argument. That's why the negativity that you feel, and I'm not blaming fans for feeling it. It's sad because would you rather be on the fringe of a race and out of it, or would you rather be the Pirates and at least know you're out of it?
The Brewers at least have numerous games between the Cardinals and the Cubs still left with them. I was talking about like the East earlier, and the Washington Nationals, while they're right there, they have 7 games against Atlanta. At least they still kind of hold their fate in their own hands, but not so much.
They need to pick up 2 games, yeah. And they're going to have to go like 6-1 against Atlanta.
Yeah.
And that's hard.
Yeah, I completely agree.
At this stretch of the season is a lot.
And when you look at, say, a team like Arizona, 19 games back, I mean, the West is the West, and you're not really,
But Arizona's in the wild card chase.
Right.
There's a reason to show up. What really the line of demarcation is the 500 mark. As crazy as that sounds,
sure.
The line of demarcation has been the 500 mark. And, you know, look, I want races. You know, races to me. The competitive imbalance in baseball has alarmed me because if you look at football, and let's just make one football analogy, football for 3 straight seasons had a downturn in ratings. And last year, it responded. They didn't make up all the lost ratings, but they had a big resurgence.
Mm-hmm.
And the main reason why was not because of Colin Kaepernick. It was because the games were good.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because when we complained about the kneeling and we complained about the election, the games weren't challenging us. They weren't entertaining us. And last year, I mean, this is my personal opinion, I thought the NFL was great last year. I was so compelled to watching everything in the NFL last year, and it really did hold my attention. And baseball's not doing that. I have a podcast planned, a meeting with Bob Nightingale.
Oh, wow.
On Monday, we are getting together in person. We're going to sit down at like a coffee shop, and we're going to lament all of this. We're going to talk about competitive imbalance. I don't know if you saw his article. I know I tweeted it. He wrote an article for USA Today this week where he interviewed Joe Maddon, Lou Piniella, Goose Gossage, and a host of others. And some of these guys are Hall of Famers, and they called the game unwatchable.
I can understand that.
I didn't say unwatchable.
No, I can understand it. I've said it time and again. The other day I saw a triple, and people are on their feet, and people are screaming down, people are cheering, and I've said one of the most exciting plays in baseball has kind of been eliminated. It's all or nothing. It's either home run or go back
home
to the bench.
Derby. Yeah, home run derby.
And it just, you know, we got excited last night because of a pop fly that Ryan Braun didn't dive for and scored a couple of runs because they happened to be on the move on a 3-2 pitch. You know, I mean, so. It's things like that that keep the excitement in baseball. It's not just watching the long ball majestically fly out of ballparks and going, okay, there was a home run. Now I'll wait another 3.5 minutes before somebody actually makes contact.
Right. There was this big debate nationally about Pete Alonso, this guy on the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
And he broke Darryl Strawberry's rookie home run record. And I'm sorry, but Darryl Strawberry had a harder time doing it than
right.
Pete Alonso does.
Yeah.
And it's not to demean young Pete Alonso, but that's not a big deal. You know, it's not really a big issue. And that's alarming. The fact of the matter is that the 2019 season was supposed to take your mind off of impending labor and too many strikeouts and too many home runs. And the Minnesota Twins, to me, are the poster child for this because all the Twins do is hit home runs. I mean, that is not even a fundamentally sound baseball team.
Mm-hmm.
But they are mashing their way to the postseason, and they'll be in it. And the question that I ask and I get asked all the time, and this is something that I'll be paying particular attention to, is in a short series, does baseball turn into the sport I remember?
Here's a question.
Because what the playoffs are supposed to be are nail-biting.
Right.
And if I see home run derby in the playoffs, I swear I have Apple TV and I know how to use it.
That's my question. And by the way, we're talking with Seth Everett, our National Baseball Insider. So, look, as we wind down, and I said kind of limp to the finish line when it comes to the Major League Baseball season, once we get to the postseason, do we expect the excitement level, just because of the intensity and what's on the line, yes, that'll ratchet up, but how good will it actually be in your estimation?
Well, the problem is, and this is where that Vegas idea came about, and I don't know if you remember this, but I said this on your show. You know, the top three teams in the sport right now are the Dodgers, the Yankees, and the Astros. And I would say if you were going to put down a Vegas bet that only two of those three make baseball's final four, right? You understand, you know, the final four, meaning the LCS.
Right.
I would say yes. I would say two of those three are making it. So you could see an Astros-Yankees LCS. You could see the Dodgers in the LCS, but I don't think you'll see the Dodgers, Astros, and Yankees all in the LCS. And the reason is because these three teams, they know they are going to the playoffs, and they have nothing to do from now until October.
Right.
And the Dodgers have had this for such a long time that it's hard to then expect them to flip a switch. Now, there's one caveat to something I said a month ago, and I want to make sure I clarify this. I made the assumption, and maybe I was wrong for doing so, but I made the assumption that the winner of the NL Central will have been on such a rush that they'll be primed for the short series, the five-game series, and none of those teams are doing that. So that if they all tread water like this and the Cubs limp into the postseason, to steal your phrase, does that then become their quick exit?
Right.
Because then what you did was you never won anything. You were the process of elimination NL Central champ because not because you were ever playing great, it's because the other teams started playing worse.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big difference. You know, I had said, you know, right after the All-Star break, I said, I love the idea that these teams are playing these pressure-packed games. Did you see Craig Counsell last night? There was nothing pressure-packed. That didn't have a feel of a and he almost sounded like Jim Mora when he started playoffs.
Right. Oh, exactly. I was thinking the exact same thing when he started talking. Like, we're not worried about the playoffs right now. We just got to win games.
You have to put some wins together. And look, a good weekend can change that. You know what I mean? A good weekend can totally change that because the numbers are so close. But you're starting to see a bunch of teams that are starting to recognize that the failings of the season are not the storyline. So if you're the Philadelphia Phillies, you know how much they have been mocked, right? They fired their hitting coach and brought back their quasi-Hall of Fame manager in Charlie Manuel to be the hitting coach. And if you think that's not so that they sit down and start playing baseball, Charlie Manuel's a lifer, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Charlie Manuel stresses contact. He stresses contact. He is all about contact. You know who he taught how to hit? Manny Ramirez.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Say what you want about him. He's a punk, but he's the greatest RBI machine of our generation.
Yeah. And no, I would love to see more contact in baseball. I just would.
Right.
I think it just makes the game more exciting. Right? The launch angle, the swing and the miss, the watching strikes go right down the middle, waiting for that specific pitch. Look, I get it, but it's we've talked about it time and again. It's just it's not as enjoyable. Look, Twins fans are giddy because their team's crushing the baseball. Don't get me wrong, but the majority of just games themselves as a casual fan to watch, kind of a yawner.
Well, that's the argument. You know, fans care about a team first and a league second. I always learned that. My favorite story about that, and I may have told it to you before, but I think your listeners will get a kick out of it. I covered the steroid hearings, right? I was in Congress. I got to go to Capitol Hill. I was in Congress, and there was a media shuttle that took you to the hotel. And I'm walking. I'm wearing a suit and tie, and I had done a bunch of TV that week. And I'm walking down the lawn from the Capitol building into where the bus was supposed to meet us. And some fan comes up to me wearing a Mets jersey and goes, "Hey, how am I Mets going to do this year?" And I looked at him like, "Do you know what I'm doing?"
Right.
Like, I just saw Congress. Fans care about a team first and a league second. You do not ask a Packer fan what his priority is. It will never be concussions.
Right.
But if you ask a fan of a league, concussions is such a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Concussions. People are so concerned about concussions and helmets and what kind of helmet should be acceptable and what people are comfortable with. All those questions exist. But at the same time, people say, is my quarterback going to be healthy? Is my team going to be good? And that's a very selfish attitude, and it's what every sports fan has.
Yep. No, I completely get it. Always a pleasure to talk, Seth. We will chat again next week, and hopefully it's a little bit better of a Wednesday for Brewers fans who are muddling through what they witnessed last night.
Well, and if not, the NFL starts soon.
Don't we know it around here? Always good to see you, pal. We'll talk soon, okay?
I'll see you, man.
There you go. Seth Everett, our National Baseball Insider, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard and they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That is schneiderjobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.